News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Clip of Simon Harris saying that he fears that even if the US attacks on Iran end tomorrow and the conflict ends tomorrow, that it could be next winter when we will still be seeing the impact of high fuel prices. Kevin McPartland is with us, Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland. Why is that the case, Kevin? Because presumably once the Strait of Hormuz reopens, fuel begins to flow through it.
Indeed. Once it opens, and once it opens fully and freely. But then we have to look at what's the immediate aftermath of that. So first thing to say is it takes about 50 days for fuel to get from the Strait of Hormuz to Europe. So if it's refined products, then it's on the market in Ireland 52, 53 days. If it's crude oil that's been refined in Europe, then we have another 3 weeks to wait after that before it hits. That's the first point. The second point is, and this is the longer problem, there has been somewhere between 3 and 5% of the world's refining capacity has been knocked out by this war. That's the attacks that we've heard, the missile attacks on refineries and terminals in the Middle East. They are not facilities that can be repaired quickly. They take a long time. They have to be done to a very, very high standard. There are a limited number of professionals in the world who are qualified to do that type of work. So I actually think, while the tarnisher may say it's next winter, I actually think it's quite a lot longer than that. We're looking at somewhere between 4 and 5 years to fully regain the global refining capacity that has been lost.
4 and 5 years?
Yeah, if you think about, you know, trying to rebuild an oil refinery, that is a really technical, complex technical issue. So it takes a very long time. Now, that's not to say that, you know, we get back to relative normality within a couple of months, and then we wait 5 years, and then suddenly a switch is flipped and we get straight back into the full capacity. But it will take that long to regain the full total global capacity that we had before the war.
And does total global capacity operate at so close to 100% output all the time that there isn't the flexibility for other refineries or other producers to take up that 5% slack?
There is minimal scope for that, because refineries are extremely expensive operations to run, so you operate them at as close to full efficiency as you possibly can. That's the nature of this business. We also come in at a time when we have had a number of refineries, particularly in Europe. I mean, 35 refineries have closed in Europe since 2009 because of kind of the switch away from fossil to renewable, which is entirely to be encouraged. But it means that we have very little spare capacity. So we are going to suffer the consequence of this attack for a very long period after the final bullet is fired.
In the short term, is there any moral obligation on the large producers and large suppliers to try to reduce their prices or to contribute to price reduction globally? Because I see Shell's first quarter results coming in with a 25% peak or 25% jump in profits, netting something to the order of $7 billion for the first quarter. I'm sure people will look at that and say, well, that's a direct result of you being able to ride the rising tide of costs at source. That should be kicked back to the consumer.
Fuels for Ireland doesn't represent those global oil majors. We're people who buy from, well, probably not even from those global oil majors, but from traders. So I can say very openly, I would share your view that there is some perhaps sharp practice being engaged by some of those people, the traders in particular. Look, traders are going to trade. They're going to make money from every opportunity. They'll over-exaggerate the risk. They'll be slow to take the risk premium out of things. That's what they do. It's how they make money. But that's the system that we're living in, and that's where we buy the fuel from, which we pass on. So, you know, we have to realise that in Ireland, we're looking at the wholesale price for diesel, kerosene and for petrol. There is a very small margin on that. You know, the CCPC have done their report. There's a very small margin on that. It's not something that Fuels for Ireland members really have any control over.
Last thing then, Kevin, text coming in already with the usual question, which is, how come if the 50-day lag that you describe works when prices are waiting to come down, why doesn't it work the other way when they are going up? Because whenever there is a shock, prices seem to climb overnight. Whenever there is a reduction in price, it takes forever.
Well, very shortly after the first attack on Iran, I was in here with you, and you were asking questions about allegations of price gouging, whatever. The CCPC has published its report. It said that there was no price gouging. There was no systematic anti-competitive behaviour, that people were passing on the cost. Wholesale prices went up. The first attack on Iran happened on Saturday morning, the 28th of February. The wholesale prices were up within an hour of that first attack. That's the nature of this business. You know, it's not, it just isn't true to say that we put the prices up. The traders put the prices up. They put a risk premium in. I agree. I'm frustrated at sometimes how slow they are to reduce that, but that's the nature of the business.
But reading between the lines and not suggesting that it is your members who are culpable, but when prices go up to some extent, there is an element of the market pricing in a new value. It isn't to do with the supply chain. It's to do with we can make more money or feel we need to offset a greater risk. When they go down, it's actual supply chain.
They would argue that it's risk that they're factoring in, because they're looking at the replenishment cost that they have to factor into their pricing.
Kevin, thank you very much. Kevin McPartin, Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.